Go and sin no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Like I said at the beginning, Don is very brave and did a great job reading that reading, the longest reading of all. In fact, that's the reading that I used to fight during the seminary to be able to read every year, because it's the longest. It's a glorious story, and it takes a great feat of being able to keep your place in the text and to be able to project it well for a long period of time. 4 pages here in the book. But what we see here within the life of Susanna is something great. You can look here and see many, many teachings that are integral to us living out our lives as Christians, especially when it's opposed to the woman Susanna in the first reading and the woman committing adultery in the second reading. But I want to set that aside for a little bit and just look at that man, those two men who are there in the first reading, who are the elders. And what I want to put to you today is that you can see within their lives each and every one of the 7 deadly sins, all of them. And in Daniel and in Susanna, you can see each and every one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit active within them. The two things are opposed. The gifts of the Spirit and the 7 deadly sins. The gifts of the Spirit which we receive at confirmation and the 7 deadly sins which we receive as a result of Adam and Eve's first sin when they brought sin into the world. Sin which is unto death only can be healed by God and the grace of the confessional. So what do we see there? We see there the 7 deadly sins. Don't worry, I'm not going to call on you to answer, to give me all of them, because I know you'll struggle a little bit with them. But let me just give them to you. Beginning with pride, which is the mother of all sins. You see that in them, that they thought that they were so great that they could do anything that they wanted without getting caught. They thought they were above the law. You see envy within them, in the fact that they saw that somebody else had a beautiful wife that they didn't have, and so they went after her. You see within them that lust, which is the great sin which is put there, that drove them to seek to steal her virtue in any way to satisfy their own desires, even though they were of old age. You see within them gluttony. Gluttony because they glutted themselves on their own power of their office, thinking they can do whatever it is what they want with impunity, without being able to be attacked for it. You see within them anger, or rather wrath. This wrath which sprouts up within them to be able to attack anybody who would seek to come against them. How they were so angry with Susanna as she would be indignant that they sought to destroy her very life. Anger always ends, as envy always ends, in murder. We see within them greed. Greed because the only reason why they sought that power and were happy to be elders and judges among the people was because it brought them wealth, both physically because they were dishonest judges, taking bribes, which it doesn't go into in our reading today, but also so they could be greedy and have the esteem of the people. That's all they cared about in being judges, was being looked at well and being able to satisfy their lower desires. But we also see within them the sin which is never confessed within the confessional but is rampant in our world, sloth. Sloth. Yes, it's laziness, and it was laziness that gave them the opportunity to scheme as to what their plan was going to be, giving power to all their other vices, but also a hatred. This is what sloth is. It's a hatred of the friendship of God, which is why they weren't righteous. They didn't pray. They didn't turn to God. They didn't seek his face. They only sought themselves. Sloth turns us in complete opposition to God. And you see all those 7 deadly sins lived out in the lives of these two horrible, wicked judges. But in the life of Susanna and in the life of Daniel, you see the 7 virtues of the Holy Spirit lived out so beautifully in them, beginning with the last of them. We see within Susanna the fear of the Lord and piety, those two virtues working together, those gifts of the Holy Spirit. The fear of the Lord is that which we hate sin so much that we never want to do it because we don't ever want to be separated from God. That's why she wouldn't give in to the lusts of these men. She didn't want to be separated from God. She knew that if she died, God would somehow protect her in the life which is to come. Which is also that piety, which recognizes when she cries out to God in her prayer, Lord, save me, saying, God, you're my Father, and you love me and are going to take care of me. So I want to obey you above all. So she had that gift of piety or reverence. We see within her that knowledge because she knew what the way of God is in her life. She knew that what was right to follow the commandments. She was given that fortitude, which was the courage to be able to stand up in the face of certain death and declare her innocence and to have no touch or contact with those who would destroy her virtue. She had that counsel, that right judgment, to where she could be able to see in a difficult situation what the right way to choose was, to follow God's will for her life. And you see as well within her that understanding of being able to see not just what the word of the law is, but also to stand underneath it and to see the grand perspective of it all. To walk around and to see what difficulties would be there. And as well, wisdom. Wisdom, which is that gift of God to get to the very heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is God's love, which she never wanted to be separated from. We could do the same thing and go over and point out how young Daniel, a 12-year-old boy, by the way, was able to vindicate her. So today in this Mass, we have choices before us. The seven deadly sins, to be like those two wicked, lustful men. Or to be like Daniel and Susanna, to seek that innocence which God gives us through the power of His Holy Spirit. All those seven great gifts. I invite you today, in your own free time, in your own prayer, to read through those seven sins. Accuse yourself. And then ask God for forgiveness and come to confession if there are sins which need to be confessed. And also to examine the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Say, God, those are ones that I'm using. Thank you for giving me the grace even to use those gifts. But there are other ones that I'm not using. Help me. Spirit, help me. And I promise you, if you make that your meditation, even in these waning days of the season, you will more and more become like Susanna and less like those wicked judges. It's only by the grace of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.